Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Twin Lakes High School, home of the Indians. We're in Monticello, Indiana. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. Tonight, it's the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights and the Twin Lakes Indians. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, Twin Lakes Indians, they got together early in the season. It on April the 2nd, and was decided by Central Catholic. And then they were supposed to play the next day on April 3rd. Rain, Mother Nature took over, said that couldn't happen. Well, they got together and they came up with a date of May the 7th. The 7th, as you know, yesterday, that was election day. That's when he went in and voted, and about a third of the people showed up to vote. And we'll mention that rain out last night. So they couldn't play last night, so they picked today. It's going to be May the 8th. It's going to be a nice day for baseball. Got some blue sky up there. Got some cirrus clouds overhead. It'll be a good ball game today. And we'll mention this game does have conference. Mention West Division implications. Winner of tonight's ball game will be the winner of the West Division. And they'll play Friday, a couple of days away. They'll play Western Panthers. We'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We'll mention that AudioSportsOnline.net, they got their system back working. You can go to the regular routine to access ball games at PutMeInSports.com, and you can go to the regular routine to listen to archive broadcasts. So, I'll mention that right there. I'm not going to have to go to the YouTube variety anymore. That's difficult even for me to understand. I do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention Central Catholic Knights have had their infield-outfield practice. This game is slated to start at 5:45 p.m. We'll also mention both teams in their respective dugouts. We'll mention Twin Lakes Indians likely have already had their infield-outfield practice. They just finished up about maybe a quarter after 5 in a batting practice. And it should be a good ball game here on the diamond today here in Monticello, Indiana. That word alone is fun to say. So we'll mention, while we got a minute, we'll go ahead and mention a little bit about Monticello. Monticello, Indiana. Opening day is going to be May 11th. It's coming right up this Saturday. Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach Amusement Park and Water Park. They're located at 5224 East Indiana Beach Road. It's in Monticello. You get a season pass. Season pass, just $74.99. 2024 renewal season passes from a year ago. You can get that for $5 less. We'll mention that includes more than 45 rides, shows, and attractions. Guests under 36 inches tall can get in free. No pass required for the unlimited. And we'll also mention Indiana Beach. Will find exciting attractions for the whole family to enjoy. Family outing. Plan your trip now. You can go online at indianabeach.com. That's indianabeach.com. You'll find fun for everyone. So Indiana Beach right here in Monticello is going to open up this Saturday, May 11th. They're getting ready to have the coaches meeting right there. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. Visiting team on the scoreboard is going to be the Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights, they have a school enrollment of 296. School was founded in 1956. They are in Class 1A, Sectional 54. 6 in that sectional. And that sectional will take place at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Their sectional will be Attica, Lincoln, Fountain Central, the Central Catholic, North Vermilion, Burton Park. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Mr. Darrell Beck. The athletic director is Mr. Tim Bourdonnais. Assistant athletic director is Charlie Roberts. Athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, you can find him at lccathletics.com. There were the colors, navy and white. They are in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. There is an East and a West. Presently, the West first finishes up like this. We'll mention in the East Division. Western finished 6-0. That's unblemished. 14-4 overall. Hoosier Heights, they finished the East at 4-2. Are 11-9 overall. Western, the Tigers, to the East at 2-4. They're 10-6 overall. Then Shifton Blue Devils finish the division, the East Division, at 0-6. Presently 3 wins, 14 losses overall. In the West Division, the dog fight at the top. Top presently is Lafayette Central Catholic. 16-5 on the season. In the West, they are 7 wins, no losses. And Lake, the Indians, presently 15-3 on the season. They are 6-1 in the West Division. That one loss came to Central Catholic back on April 2nd. Central 9-10. They are 3-5 in the West. Lafayette 4-12. They are 2-5 in the West. And Richard Central 2-16. 0-7. The West head coach for the Knights, Coach Tim Bourdonnais, 1987, graduate from Central Catholic High School. I want to set this down for our national anthem. National anthem. That was Sir Butch Kramer. Kramer, the public address announcer. Say hi to his wife. She may be home listening. Kramer, he sings the national anthem at every home basketball game. He is the announcer right here, public address for basketball. We'll mention this Friday, coming up a couple days away, 6 o'clock. West Division teams this year will play at the neutral. I should say the division site, and the winner of this game will play Friday at Western High School, and that'll be for the championship, the Hoosier Conference. So we'll talk about Twin Lakes Indians here in just a bit. I get warmed up on the tree grubber right there. We're messaging the pitching today for Twin Lakes Indians. His number is 27. 27. That is Mason Brummett. Mason Brummett, he's 5'9", 145. He's an outfielder and a left-handed pitcher. Mason Brummett is a member of the freshman class. Mention he's got 29 2/3 innings under his belt. He's got an ERA of 1.65. A win-loss ratio of 5 wins, 1 loss. This is appearance number 7 for Mr. Brummett. And we'll let you know he's allowed 18 hits in almost 30 innings. allowed 9 runs. 7 of those runs were earned. Allowed 9 base on balls. Struck out 32. Faced 112 batters. 418 pitches. 5:48 p.m. Stepping into bat for the night. He's going to be the one hitter. Leadoff batter in this ball game is Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein will play second base. From the windup, here comes the first pitch of the ball game. Swung on, foul ball up against the screen, right side. No balls, one strike. Hudson Gutwein, right-handed batter. Knights are wearing the light gray uniforms. They're wearing the dark navy stirrups. Here comes a wind in the 0-1 pitch. To foul another one, right side, out of play. Hudson Gutwein right on time. Balls, 2 strikes. Hudson Gutwein, a senior. Team the freshman, number 27, Mason Brummett. From the 0-2 pitch. A high above the zone, ball 1. Just above the zone, 1 ball, 2 strikes. First batter, top of the first inning. And the Indians, here comes the 1-2 pitch. He finishes above the zone. Ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And look at the signal over the glove. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and take one right field. It's going to be playable, but a foul ball inside the fence. So, Hudson Gutwein can get contact, showing some pitches to the dugout. Getting both done here in this first at-bat in this ball game. So let's step back in. We're back on the rubber, left-handed pitcher, Mason Brummett. Here comes the pitch. Long foul ball, left side. From the third base dugout, occupied by the Twin Lakes Indians. Lakes Indians are going with the all-white uniform. They're going with the red numerals. Going to step back in. Comes a 2-2 pitch, second time. Low for ball 3. Low for ball 3. Count goes full. And 2. So Hudson Gutwein, definitely a quality at bat. He steps back in. Here comes a wind and a 3-2 again. Oh, we're going to call him out. They're going to call him out on a strike called below the zone. I think everybody in the whole place, opposition included, are a bit wondering about that pitch. But anyway, life goes on. Second batter of the lineup is going to be number 5. Gavin Boutrell wearing number 5 in today's ballgame. First pitch, swing and a miss. Gavin Boutrell, he left his uniform back at Lafayette. Had to borrow Colton Minnick's jersey. That's how it works. Here it comes. Foul 1, right side, out of play. They'll go down the count, start out 0-2. As you know, Hudson Gutwein went down the count. He fouled off 7. Just fouled him off. That strike 3 has to be a strike to call him out. Pop 1 foul, out of play. Just the way an umpire is supposed to handle a situation like that. He fouled him off. He's earning the right. I'd have to swing at a pitch that is not a ball. Strike, excuse me. Breaking pitch, back door just a little bit. Started out the middle of the plate. A miss for Gavin Boutrell. Third batter in the lineup, Central Catholic Knights. Number 10, Lucas Turkey. Lucas Turkey, first baseman. Left-handed batter's box. Working from the windup, Mason Brummett. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, first base. Going to be played right there. Base by Kate Goyer. Goyer goes unassisted for out number 3. So the Knights are out of the inning. They send 3 to the plate. They come up with no base hits. Nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. And I will mention a little bit about Twin Lakes Indians. Twin Lakes Indians, we'll mention their high school as a school enrollment. 655. Lakes Indians, they're in class 3A, sectional 20. Are 6 in their sectional. In their sectional is Frankfort, North Montgomery, Western, Twin Lakes, Lafayette, Western, principal at Twin Lakes High School is Melissa Whitehead. For the director is Daniel Stiles. We'll mention the athletic secretary. She was most instrumental for putting me in sports, Emily Anderson. Mention Twin Lakes High School is located 300 South 3rd Street, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. Dial them up by telephone at 574-883-7108. On the web, it's tlschools.org. They wear the colors red and white. Also perform in the Hoosier Conference West Division. And as mentioned, this is a West Division matchup. And I will also mention the Twin Lakes Indians are currently 15 wins, 3 losses on the season. 6-1 in the Hoosier West. Their head coach is Mr. Jake Burton. Jake Burton, very kind to put me in sports. We are thankful. And the next game on the agenda for either of these two teams will be this Friday. Both teams will play on Friday. It's just a matter of who will each team play. It'll be a crossover game Friday. It's a 6 o'clock start in East Division site. Getting on the river right now for Central Catholic is Mr. Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks will let you know he is a senior class member. Brooks, 6'2", 165. And an outfielder. He's got 33 innings under his belt. Has 7 starts. This is number 8. And we'll also mention him. Again, here, we'll pick that up in a moment. Stepping in for Twin Lakes is number 8, Tristan Robertson. First pitch from Brooks. High and away, ball 1. I still have that cold hit me. Went to the doctor, yes, got some medication. Here comes the pitch. Hello for ball 2. Balls, no strikes, right-handed batter Tristan Robertson. Center fielder for Twin Lakes. Turn and look at the signals. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Idale Meridian, strike called. 2 balls, 1 strike. Now, the windup, I should say, here comes a 2-1 pitch. Above the zone, ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. First batter for Twin Lakes, Tristan Robertson. Comes a wind and a pitch. Idale Meridian, fastball for a strike. Count goes 3-2. Balls, 2 strikes. A lot of pitches thrown to the one hitters in this ballgame. Here comes the pitch. The foul one said to take it skyward. It will go to the outfield. It'll float in to shallow in center field. And the catch is made by Bryn Robbins. 1 out here in the bottom of the first inning. So next batter going to step in. 2 hitter. B.J. Brummett. B.J. Brummett. That's left. Where's number 16? He's a senior. His brother doing the pitching, Mason Brummett, a freshman. To get the first pitch to C.J. Brummett. Low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Bottom of the first inning, 1 out. Here comes a wind from Brooks. Low and away, ball 2. Brooks had that delivery right about the 4 o'clock slot, right there on the dial of the clock. From the lefty, here comes the pitch. Ground ball on the infield, second base, Hudson Gutwein fields it. They throw next door to number 10, Gerke, and there are 2 out here in the bottom of the first inning. Well, we got a minute here. We'll make it to Keaton Brooks. He's faced 151 batters. He's thrown 539 pitches, 3 wins, 1 loss. He's thrown out 27 hits, 16 runs. None of those runs were earned. But in Carson Wagner. Carson Wagner swings a good bat. Comes in outside. They're calling a strike. Late delay signal. All about an outside edge. Count goes 0-1. From the windup, here comes the second pitch to Wagner. Foul ball off of Jackson Kane, the catcher. Okay, a check on him. Brooks will miss him. He's walked 22 batters. He struck out 24. Five of those batters went down looking. He's hit three batters along the way. His ERA is 2.121. Ooh, stepping back in. Here comes the 2-0-2 pitch. Swung on. Going to left field line. Foul ball. Left field. Down the line is 330 feet. Left center by the scoreboard is 365. The way center field might be 380. And in the alley, right center, 345. Down the right field line, just 310. Hold on, foul ball. Back to the screen. So working from right there. You step back in. Balls, two strikes. Here comes a wind and a pitch. Going to foul one right side out of play. Several foul balls. See if a low strike zone pitch comes in and falls into play. I'm not going to harp on that too long because I do know who the home plate umpire is. Here comes the pitch. Your curveball finishes high. Back to the screen. That goes one and two. One ball, two strikes. Wow. No pitching from the windup. Pitchers have not seen the stretch yet. Here comes the pitch. Foul another one out of play. They go back. It's going to get the screen. Going to save a baseball. So this baseball is leaving the park right here with Austin Wagner, the three hitter at the plate. Austin Wagner back in the three spot. He sees more fastballs than a four hitter spot if he were there in the four spot is Tanner Coble. A ball back to the screen, protecting the zone. Austin Wagner, I'm not keeping track. But back in the day, they said an MLB player hit 14 foul balls in one at bat. It used to be the record. The 1-2 pitch. Here to take one to right field. Snare can be caught by the center field. He'll veer to his right. Brent Robbins gets a good beat on it. Carson Wagner slides out deep. Right center field. And the first inning is over. So at the end of one inning, still a 0-0 contest. We're getting ready to play in the top of the second inning. Well mentioned, this game is in parts being brought to you by your home away from home. Do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida? Don't have a place to stay? Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. You can enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath, spacious townhome with a private pool, available for short-term or long-term stays. You got another cough. Sorry about that. We mentioned Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination in northeastern Polk County. Northeastern Polk County is close proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando. And if you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa, Clearwater, Daytona, and New Smyrna Beaches. You can contact them. Just send your email, direct your email inquiry, 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. Stepping in for the night. This is Brent Robbins, four-hitter, to take a full swing. Give me, grand ball right down the first baseline. Right there by Kate Goyer. And they're going to make the play, and we're going to double check. Goyer is wearing number 48 this ball game. A good play right there. Stepping in to bat, could have taken a minute. Pitch one on, line shot to first base, and Goyer makes the grab. There are two outs. So, two outs early here in the top of the second inning. Next batter to step in is going to be Jackson Cade. Jackson Cade, 6-hitter in the lineup. He's the catcher. Number 3, a right-handed batter. So he'll step in, bat right. And here comes the wind and the pitch from Brummett. Which comes in across Meridian. Strike called. The ball, one strike. Jackson Cade batted. Here comes the pitch from Mason Brummett. The backdoor curveball just misses outside. One ball, one strike. Here comes a wind into 1-1 pitch. Swung on back up the middle. Fielded by the shortstop, Carson Wagner. Throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out with Tate Goyer. And the Knights are retired in order. The second inning. So still nobody aboard this ball game. And as we'll mention, after 1.5, still no score here at Twin Lakes High School. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com, Central Indiana equipment dealer serving customers and the community. Yes, since 1955, Reynolds Farm Equipment, only owned and operated. Farm Equipment supplies farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners. Central Indiana with a full line, used and new on your products and service for agriculture, residential, commercial construction equipment. Of operation at Reynolds Farm Equipment. Through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. Farm Equipment located 1451 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. It's right along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stop by. You'll find that Reynolds Farm Equipment. Inside, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Enjoy breakfast and or lunch. This bakery and deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. Reynolds Farm Equipment. This bakery and deli. On U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Still throwing the ball around. We'll mention the Knights defensively. They only have lineups like this. Keaton Brooks doing the pitch for 34. His battery partner, number 3, catcher, is Jackson King. Base, number 10, Lucas Gerke. Second base, number 9, Hudson Gutwine. Shortstop, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Base, Gavin Butel. Number 5, here comes the first pitch. Bottom of the second inning. Pitch comes in, strike called. Batter's box is the 4-hitter. Number 11, Tanner Coble. Playing third base. Coach Burton, here comes the second pitch. Long ground ball, third baseline. Fair ball, fielded by Gavin Butel. He makes probably the longest throw he would ever make. Way beyond third base and makes a grab. Get enough strong arm on it that quotes at first base. On base, the first hit of today's ball game. And we'll also mention in left field for the Knights is number 41, Isaac Suppinger. Center field, 33, Brent Robbins. And in right field, number 20, Kay Minnick. Next batter stepping in, it's going to be Keaton Miller. Miller wears number 7. In the spot, he's the left fielder. He'll swing on and take it to right field. Kay Minnick going to give it a run. It's going to be a foul ball, unplayable. Gave it a good run. Count goes 0-1. Five-hitter, Keaton Miller. One runner aboard, nobody out. Bottom of the second inning, we're at Twin Lakes High School. Field looks nice. I talked to Butch upstairs. They have fertilized the field. It is green grass throughout. Here comes the pitch. Swing on and take one foul territory. Is it going to be playable? No. Lucas Gerke at first base gives it a good look. No balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Let's get back in. Keaton Miller, 7 for Twin Lakes. Right-handed batter. The set, Brooks attempts a pitch. Your curveball stays outside. Goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Both these teams, Knights and Indians, having good seasons. Comes a pitch. And away, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, signals given. Not many. Third base coach right there is Jake Burt. And we're going to say Keith Brooks. Long pier, now out of the set. Comes a 2-2. Breaking pitch back door, missed just above the zone. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Here and there, looking at six. Brooks out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing on, taking it right side off the screen. Stay in that box. Miller for seven, fighting him off. A lot of foul balls in this ball game so far. 3-2 again, out of the set. Kept a 3-2 pitch. Low for ball four. So timeout on the diamond. Jackson King going to walk out. Going to talk with Keaton Brooks. Going to be two aboard. The Lakes Indians have Keaton Miller. He drew a walk. He's at first base now. Right there at second base. Base running is number 11, Tanner Coble. So Jackson King going to walk back, get behind the dish. Two aboard, nobody out. Next batter going to step in, going to be the sixth hitter. From the pitching in today's ball game, bats left. 27 is Mason Brummett. Mason Brummett, as mentioned, a member of the freshman class. He swings a good bat. Stats together last night, he does swing a good bat. Picking pitch. They call him strike. But he's probably calling strikes and balls right there near home plate. This will show the audience what the call was. It works out. Count goes 0-1. Working from the stretch, now the set. That second base, here comes the 0-1 pitch. They put a butt down, right back to Brooks. They're going to throw to third base. They're going to get the fourth out at third base. Slide by Tanner Coble didn't make a difference as Keith Brooks fields the bunt out in front of the pitcher's rubber and throws a strike to third base to Gavin Boutel. Runners again at first and second base for Twin Lakes, this time one out. Stepping into bat, the seven hitter, number 9, Clayton Burt. Clayton Burt, the last time these teams got together, played a good right field position. Clayton Burton, a senior class member. He's going to call time. Keaton Brooks was in the set. Know how that works out. I'm going to guess if that was antagonistic or not. I doubt it. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. For 9, Clayton Burton. The batter's box. Right-handed batter. Twin Lakes, two runners aboard, first and second base. Now, peering in looking at signals, Keith Brooks. Now out of the set position, he'll check second. Check again, here comes the pitch. A square to bunt, pulled the bat back. That ball two. So Clayton Burton, pretty good eye at the plate. About 2 o'clock delivery. The lefty, Keith Brooks. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Hung on, swinging a miss. Ball, one strike. Gonna work from there. And look at the signal, that was stretched. Now the set. Comes the pitch. Square the bunt again. Gonna get a bunt down third baseline. It's fair. Good bunt. No opportunity to get anybody at any base. Bunt was good. It was almost perfect. Clayton Burton down the third baseline. So Twin Lakes have the bases loaded. They're all occupied. Bottom of the second inning. There's one out. Jackson King steps out in front of home plate. Gives signals. is infield. Stepping into bat. See the first baseman, Tate Goyer. Tate Goyer, right-handed batter. And looking at singles out of stretch. Now the set. Brooks, here comes the pitch. The cut, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Tate Goyer. Ring number 48. Thought earlier he was going to wear number 8. Everything's fine. Here comes the pitch from Brooks outside of ball. Take that back, number 3. We thought he was going to be wearing number 3. But uniform, a different number. I like a Gavin Buchel at third base. Here comes the pitch. Side low. So, 2 balls, 1 strike. Step back in. Hitter number 48, Tate Goyer. Gwynn Lakes. Looking out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Newton Brooks. Rewarned Tim. Ball timeout on the diamond, and Mikey Stapleton's going to come in. Brooks. Something needed to be said. Filling the mouth with the glove. A jog back to shortstop position. 3 balls, 1 strike. Tate Goyer of Twin Lakes. We're now stretched, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Hold on, you get a foul one, almost straight back. So get the screen. Screen probably goes up a good 30 feet. Saves a lot of baseballs. So the count goes full. And looking at singles. Out of stretch, a set. Here comes the pitch. Strike him out. Outside edge. Knee tap high. It is the front of the plate where the knees are measured. Not how far back the guy stands in the box. Where the ball is caught. Catcher. But strikeout looking. Big strikeout for Keaton Brooks. So we're 2 out. At the end, 9 hitter. You're going to foul one. Right side of the field. Going to be fouled. It's going to be a fair ball. So down the right field line, going to score 2. And they're going to score 3. It's going to be a tickle there between third and second base. He's going to get called out trying to get to third. He's going to get credit for a double RBI. The designated hitter, number 2, Cooper Gold. So 3 runs in on a triple. I take that back, on a double, trying to stretch it into a triple. So at the end of 2 complete, Twin Lakes Indians, 3, Central Catholic Knights, 0. We'll also mention today's ball game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear, 321 Real Estate Sheets Company. Thinking about residential or corporate relocations? Oh, a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years of experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate reliability, something a professional real estate agent and or real estate broker strives for, such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Your happiness and her success were the same. Real estate lady with the high real estate IQ, contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone, by text message, 17-513-4086. And her number is 317-53-4086. Stepping into the night, 7-hitter number 30, Jeff Sandberg. He's a DH in the ballgame. He'll take a first pitch strike. 1-count. Sandberg is batting place of defensive player Isaac Suppinger. He's in left field. Shot. Base hit to right field on the ground. Going to get between second base and first base. And Jeff Sandberg, the base hit with the second pitch at the at-bat. So next batter to step in for the Knights is going to be the 8-hitter, number 34, Keaton Brooks. Brooks, left hand is batter. Facing the lefty pitcher, Mason Brumme. Here comes the pitch. High and away, ball one. One foot in, one foot out. Signals given. Coach Bournet at third base, coach. Not many given. Where to bunt? Comes in, pulls the bat back. High and away, ball two. So, signals given. One foot in, one foot out. They're at first base doing the run. He got himself on aboard by base hit. Sandberg comes in low and away. Ball three. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. In the eighth position, here's the pitch. Here's called ball four. So that ball came in a bit high above the zone. Squaring the bunt, a fake bunt. Not a big fan of a fake bunt at the upper level. But anyway, that's right, left with three balls on the batter. Stepping in, high hitter number 11, Mikey Stapleton, shortstop. Okay, now a stretch, now a set. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Stapleton tries to hit a bunt down. He's got to kind of bottom the pitch. And a foul ball back to the screen. So no balls, one strike. Stapleton, nine hitters, steps back in. We're now stretched, now the set. Comes the pitch, squares the bunt. Stapleton goes on the right side of the pitcher. He'll pick it up. And Brummett throws a strike to first base. Mission accomplished. Mikey Stapleton moves the runners. Second and third base. With one out, the next batter step in. Second time in the ballgame, that's number 9, Hudson Gutwein. And Gutwein is a junior in all 21 ballgames. Hudson Gutwein, 87. This is 58 at bats. He's batting 310, 12 on base percentage. Out of set, check second base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Across the dish, strike call. Good spot for a break right there. We'll see outside it comes back in. Inside half. Stepping back in, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein had a tremendous at-bat in this ballgame. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, back door again, misses high this time. Goes one and one. Ball one strike. Gutwein. Turn in, looking at single. Out of the stretch, Mason Brummett checks third base. Now the set checks second. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Above the zone, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Gutwein has 18 hits on the season. 18 are singles. He has a double, and he has one triple. He's got 9 RBI. Got two guys, two ducks on the pond right now. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Breaking pitch, across the zone, strike called. Count goes even at 2-2. One steps back in. Now stretch, now the set. It comes to 2-2. The foul this one off, right side up against the screen. Quick hands, the zone right now to fight that one off. Might have been a bit tall. Can't play Russian roulette. A home plate umpire. Sometimes you'll lose. We're going to have a stretch. Now the center is a 2-2. Just a little bit upstairs. Goes 3-2. Might have been some courteousness that from the home plate umpire. 3-2 count, one out. Now a stretch. Here comes the pitch. Just swing and a miss. Hudson Gutwein will go down swinging. And there are two out here in the bottom to get back here in the top of the third inning. So stepping into that, he's wearing number 5 today. It's Gavin Buchel. Gavin Buchel right here in the batter's box. First pitch. Healthy catch. Swing and a miss. Gavin Buchel pitching on the season. He played in all 21 games. Split 150. 70 plate appearances, 58 at bat. Here comes the pitch. Let's square the butt. The bat back. Ball. Ball, one strike. Kevin Boutelle batting 362. That right-handed batter's box, 448 on base percentage. He's got 21 hits. They're all singles. Here comes the pitch. Strike call right there at the bottom of the zone. That finished low, but it finished good right across the front edge of that plate. Count goes 1-2. Ground ball, third base, going to be hit by the third baseman. Tanner Coble is going to score a run. Evan Boutelle. And I'm going to call it a foul ball. To bring everybody back. Well, that a foul ball. Well, at least it's not the Little League World Series. Because they look at video at that game and they called it fair. Run scored, ended the game. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Boutelle, tight, inside ball two. Hear the word wear it. You hear him say two words, wear it. Wear it ain't too fun. So it's coming in at about 80 miles an hour. Here comes a 2-2 from Brummett. Here, take one back up the middle. He caught their field. Playing pretty shallow there was Tristan Robertson. So the Knights had a run, and they're going to call that a foul ball. And then I think Coach Bourdain just double-checking with the home plate umpire, kind of asking, what did you see? But anyway, a foul ball is a foul ball forever. So we'll go to the bottom third inning after 2.5. Twin Lakes, 3. Central Catholic, nothing. We'll go ahead and mention a little bit about the sectionals getting ready to happen. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic. They're going to host their sectional, Class 1A, Sectional 54, round at Central Catholic. Team 1, that'll happen on Thursday, May 23rd at 5:30 p.m. It'll be North Vermilion in Central. That's the first game at Central Catholic, Thursday, the 23rd of May, 5:30. Then they'll have one more game that evening. It'll be game 2, 23rd, that's a Thursday. And that'll be at 7:30 start time, thereabout, a 10-point of baseball start time. But that'll be Covington, Lafayette, Central Catholic. We'll mention that first round is going to be North Vermilion and Fountain Central. Game 1 on Thursday, 23rd. Game 2 will be Covington. We have Central Catholic, 7:30, or game thereabouts, 23rd also. The semifinals will happen. You come back on a Monday. You get the whole weekend off. Party pitchers can rest their arms through the weekend, and semifinals will start up again. I believe it's 11 a.m. on Monday the 27th, Memorial Day. Winner of game 1 will play the winner of game 2. He called game number 5. The 3 and 4 don't happen. And then game number 6 will happen again. It'll be on Wednesday. Please start time, Attica and Riverton Park. Winners in that day will play, come back and play that night for the championship. Here comes the pitch. Tristan Robertson. Going to box, going to take one at center field. Going to move Brent Robbins backwards and to his right. And Robbins makes the catch for the first out at the bottom of the third inning. This batter is going to step in. It's going to be number 16, C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett playing second base. Bats left. C.J. Brummett played in 17 ball games. 53 played appearances, 47 at-bats. First pitch, low for ball one. C.J. Brummett batting average, .468. Now left-handed batter's box on base percentage of .571. Working from the windup. Here comes a wind in the pitch from Brooks. Going the other way with it. Base hit to left field. Picked up by Isaac Suppinger. And C.J. Brummett picks up a base hit. Left field. So he's at first base now. C.J. Brummett, number 16, picks up base hit number 18 in the single variety. A 3 season. The next batter stepping in, Carson Wagner. Austin Wagner, number 6, 3-hitter. Here comes a pitch. Ball back to the backstop. So Carson Brown, he's played in all 18 games. 73 played appearances, 54 at-bats. 315, 2 on base. 17 hits on the season. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. 17 hits, he's got 8 singles. 8 doubles. No triples. Has homered 4 times. That's number 6, Carson Wagner. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Take one to center field. Allow going to drop in. Base hit. In front of Robbins, long way to run. That was a shallow hit ball to center field. And Carson Wagner, that's hit number 18, single number 9. So next batter to step in is going to be number 11, Tanner Coble. Tanner Coble, right-handed batter. Twin Lakes have 2 aboard, first and second base. Wagner at first base, and Brummett at second. C.J. Brummett, here comes the pitch. Swung on, he'll pop one skyward. On the infield, it's going to be playable. Field fly rule, in effect, and run at your own risk. So everybody stays put. That's the second out. You're in the bottom of the third. Catcher's made is hit to second base. There's at the edge of the grass, caught by Hudson Gutwein. Next batter stepping in, 5-hitter. 7, Miller. Played in all 18 ball games. 45 plate appearances, 38 at-bats. First pitch from Brooks. Just misses outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Keaton Miller. He batted 263 in that right-handed batter's box. 78 on base. He got 10 hits, 9 singles, a double. From the stretch, not a set. Second base, here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball, must have missed just of the zone. 2 balls, no strikes. 2 aboard for Twin Lakes. Steps back in. Miller. Looking from the stretch, the set, here's the pitch. Go for a ball. It goes 3-0. Miller, he scored 12 runs thus far this season. He has 5 RBI. He's been walked 5 times. He has been hit by pitch twice. 3 balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Just above the zone, ball 4. So that's going to load the bases. This timeout called in the It's dugout. Coach Bordenay going to walk out, talk with his infield. So 2 out, bases loaded. We resume play. It'll be number 27, Mason Brummett. Mason Brummett, where's number 27? Freshman athlete, starting as a pitcher. He's got the most innings. Any pitcher. It's Burton's staff. Yes, Mason Brummett, 5-1, win loss record. I'm going to have cola still. I'm going to have cold coffee. Anyway, we're talking to that one. This rubber. Eating is a journey. Going to revert back to their original bases. So, Keaton Brooks, face 27, 6-hitter Mason Brummett. Mason Brummett on the season, he played in all 18 games. 67 state appearances, 50 at-bats. He's batting an even 300. 463 on base. First pitch to Brummett. Looking pitch. Strike called. No balls, 1 strike. Mason Brummett, he's got 15 hits. 13 singles, 1 double, 1 triple. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. They call that away. Good clock delivery with the breaking pitch. Ball did a ball. Ball, 1 strike. The set. Comes the pitch. The foul one. Side down the third baseline. Picked up there by Gavin Boutel. count goes 1 and 2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 27, 6-hitter, Mason Brummett. Just loaded. Sad, here comes the 1-2. Breaking pitch. Call that a ball. That strike called a ball in this at bat. They called that a ball. So the count goes 2 and 2. 2 outs, Mason Brummett. Brummett was, that ball was a strike also. He didn't swing. Or to walk away, here comes the 2-2 pitch. A ball up the middle. Had some 2 wide backhands that they throw to second base. To put out 4-6. Hudson Gutwein to Mikey Stapleton that they had to earn that out second time. So the Knights get out of the inning. Twin Lakes strand 3 runners. And after the end of 3 innings, Lakes Indians 3, Central Catholic Knights 0. So also mention today's ball game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. That's in Arcadia, Indiana. They have indoor, outdoor storage, flex storage availability. You can call to reserve space for that safe and secure storage space location. Indoor storage for your boats, RVs, or your precious automobile. Could be a Corvette, could be a Mercedes, could be a Jaguar, be a Lexus, etc. Or outdoor storage, always available. To contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage, we go online, www.aipsindiana.com. And that web address is aipsindiana.com. And dial them up at 317-774-1500. And their number is 317-774-1500. So again, they step in for the Knights. Going to be number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke has played all 21 games, 6'1", 170. He's a junior class member, 79, has played appearances, 56 at bats. Comes in, strike called. Batting average is 321, left-handed batter's box, 519 on base. He's the 0-1 pitch. Strike called, backdoor curveball, lefty facing the lefty. Seems to be getting called the side of the dugout. Here comes the pitch. Going away. Count goes 1 and 2. 1 ball, 2 strikes, Lucas Kirky. He's got 18 hits, 15 singles, 3 doubles. Comes in low, all 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lucas Kirky has 22 RBI on the season. And 19 runs scored. Here comes the pitch. High for ball 3. Sexy swing there. Coming in pretty quick. Got to make a decision pretty much right now. 3-2 kill. The windup. Brummett. Popped up. Step on the infield. Be called for by the shortstop. And he'll make the catch halfway out in the dirt. Carson Wagner. Shortstop. 1 out. In the top of the 4th inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 33, Bryn Robbins. And he's in the batter's box. Bryn Robbins on the season. He's 5'10", 195, 80. Appearance is 60 at bat. 17. That right-handed batter's box. It's 26. Base percentage. The first pitch from Brummett. Swung on, he go right back up the middle. He'll be fielded by the shortstop. He'll throw wide right at first baseman Goyer, who came in from Carson Wagner. He fielded the baseball. I thought it was not going to get fielded. Behind second base, had to throw it on the run. The call was a make. And Bryn Robbins takes second base on the ball that goes back to the foul fence past first base. Tonight's had one aboard second base. It's Brent Robbins. Stepping into bat. Hitter number 20, Caden Minnick. That's the pitch. Calls it a strike. First pitch. Balls, one strike. Caden Minnick, he's a senior. Faded off 21 ball games. And look at his signals. From Brummett. Now out of the set. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch. He'll take one left field. They get a beat on it, pretty much right at him. Then a couple of steps, makes the catch. That's Keaton Miller. Left field, there are two outs here in the top of the fourth. The next batter to step in for tonight is going to be this hitter number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane doing the catching. Signals given, not many. Third base coach, Chris Bourdain. Jackson Kane is a junior. He's fading off 21 ball games. 78 plate appearances. 8 out of the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in tight. Inside half. Call the strike. No balls, one strike. Jackson Kane. 224 on base 377. The set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Brummett. High and away, ball one. One ball, one strike. Kane batting. He's got 16 RBI. Kane has 9 singles, 3 doubles. He has a home run. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, foul ball right at the plate. Mr. Ross Howard, the catcher, asking for a new baseball. Pick one out of the litter. They'll throw one back out. It's going to be tossed out right there by the home plate umpire. Home plate umpire has worked victory field. He's worked in the final game, maybe a couple of times. He's a good umpire. They're going to make the ball live. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Side eye. Slide into third base, and they're going to call him out. Looks like the arm was across the base, and the infield umpire is going to have to be spoken with as Coach Bourdain, and they're going to say he got the tag on the elbow, but that's not for me to talk about. So that's going to take the Knights out of the inning. The Knights in the inning with nobody on base, and then we'll let you know that after 3.5, Lakes Indians, 3, Central Catholic Knights, 0. And we'll also mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Thomas Docks, Incorporated. The quality, custom-built, for front products and services. Docks, boat lifts, seawalls, dock accessories, marine services, etc. Thomas Docks, Incorporated, you can reach them on the web at thomasdocks.com. Located at 20799 Riverwood Avenue, Brazilville, Indiana, 46062. Thomas Docks, they are locally owned and operated since 1993. Reach them by phone at 317-774-3790. Again, you can call Thomas Docks at 317-774-790. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. p.m. by appointment. Thomas Docks, you can choose the company that has the equipment, maintain and service to an existing waterfront project. Work in Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky. Capabilities to work all across the United States. With guess without a doubt, Thomas Docks worked here in Monticello. Lake Freeman, Lake Schaefer. I bet that's almost a given since 1993. Thomas Docks employs 34 employees. It's a serious dock company that will work for you. Stepping in, rising to batter, Twin Lakes, first pitch, bottom of the fourth. It's all about squaring the bunt. Decided not to, in the batter's box, is the 7 hitter. 9, Clayton Burton. Last time up, Clayton Burton put a tremendous bunt right down the third base line. that nobody's going to throw him out. The infield hit, that burn. Can't look at a signal. Here comes a whine from Brooks. High and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Peyton Burton, remember back when he was a freshman. He's a senior. He's a right fielder. Plays a good right field position. The 2-0 pitch from Brooks. Strike called. Top of the zone. Two balls, one strike. Chippy down the left field foul line. Good legs. Here comes the pitch. To put a bunt down again. About the same location. Got some wheels. And he's going to get a second bunt single. As many attempts. So Burton is at first base. We do know Clayton Burton, Jake Burton, relation. But Coach Jake Burton puts him on his starting lineup a lot. He's stepping into bat to Burton, Yate, Tate, Goyer. Squirt a bunt. And they expose the bunt. Golf move to first base. We'll see if he'll do that again. The runner at first base, Quinn Lakes. Yes, Clayton Burton. He got a modest lead there. Squirt the bunt again, let the ball go through. Snap throw to base by Jackson Kane, safe at first. It's Burton, but a strike called. The bunt attempt was pulled back, and he lived with the umpire. The umpire calls it a strike. So out of the set, here comes the 0-1 squirt of bunt again. Exposing the bunt opportunity is what Pete Brooks is doing. Get on the infield grass at third base. It's Gavin Boutel for the Knights. Here comes the 0-1 squirt of bunt. You put it down right first baseline. They'll get the out at first base. And Tate Goyer moves the runner. Well, sacrifice bunt doesn't cost him in the book. Moves the runner, Clayton Burton, to second base. One out on the diamond. Next batter going to step in, number two. Gold. Gold, designated hitter. Last time up, he took one down to the right field line. Had to make it into a triple. Got credit for a double. Bases loaded. That scored the three runs. So foul ball, right side. Side, foul territory, on first base. So no balls, one strike. Like this swing at that first pitch. Cooper Dole, he gave his hitter out of set. Pickoff move, no throw made, second base. Clayton Burton, the base pass. Quinn Lakes, one out. No balls, one strike. Night hitter Cooper Gold. Set, here comes the pitch. Square to bunt. Ball back to the, post back to the wall, straight back. Coach Jake Burton knows a lot about baseball. Coach Jake Burton playing the small ball at this particular moment. You never know when that will come into play in postseason. Tierney looking at signals. Now out of set. Becomes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. So he'll swing with that one. Couldn't come up with it. Be two outs. And they'll go back to the top of the order with Tristan Robertson. Tristan Robertson going to step in with two outs. Peyton Burton, teammate at second base. Tierney looking at signals. Out of stretch, now the set. Check second base. Hit again. To Robertson, backdoor curveball. In there for a strike. No balls, one strike, two out. Lakes batting in the bottom of the fourth. It's a three-run ball game. And Lakes in front. The set. Off move, second base, no throw. sliding back in head first, Clayton Burton. So still, 0-1. Wow. Then look at the singles outstretched, Keaton Brooks. He'll check second base, outstretched. Now the set, he'll check again, here's the pitch. For a curveball, misses, low and away. One ball, one strike. Baseball Wednesday. Couldn't play on a Tuesday. Tomorrow might be a day off for both of these schools. Just a pitch. Comes in high above the zone. Ball. Two balls, one strike. Step back in, Keaton Brooks. Then look at the signal. Out of the set, comes the 2-1 pitch to Dole. They're long stretch right there. I should say a long set. Dole, that calls time is granted. It's a long time to stare. Concentration. If Patriots can concentrate tonight, here comes the pitch. One, right side, you'll float out of play. As you know, Pacers, playing in this second series, they're going to get some Knickerbockers. This game of tonight is also at home. Well, not still at home. The Freeze didn't show up. It's right fourth quarter. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Ground ball back to the pitcher's rubber. Picked up by Keith Brooks to throw across the diamond. And he'll get the put out. First base, Lucas Gerke. So, a nice get out of the inning. Lakes leave one aboard. They're four complete. Twin Lakes, three. Central Catholic, zero. So Central Catholic goes bad. They're in the top of the fifth inning. We'll talk a little bit about the Northwestern sectional. Western sectional, that's where Twin Lakes will play. Lakes did draw the bye. And we'll talk about that in a moment. Northwestern sectional, that's Class 3A, sectional 20. Northwestern, as you probably know, they have synthetic turf. Hosted the sectional last year. And we'll mention first round, game one on the 22nd May, that's a Wednesday. That'll be a 5 p.m. start. It's going to be Frankfort and Western. So Frankfort and Western will play game one. Game two, that same evening, will be Wednesday, 22nd, about a 7 o'clock start. It'll be North Montgomery, West Lafayette. It'll come back. It'll come back on Thursday, the next day, the 23rd, the clock start, for the winner of game one versus the winner of game two. And then also there on Thursday, two new teams that drew the bye and advanced to the semifinal. Twin Lakes, the visitor. Western's home team. That'll be the 23rd Thursday at 7 o'clock. Two winners on the semifinals come back and play for all the marbles on a Monday, Memorial Day. So first pitch comes in, back for a curveball. Strike called. Action Kane in the batter's box. The second pitch from Brummett. The pitch finishes low. Ball one. Jackson Kane. On base percentage of .377. Jackson has 16 RBI. He has scored 13 runs. He's been walked 10 times. 9 quality at bats. Comes in. Just above the zone. Jackson Kane, he's listed at 5'10". Maybe a bit generous. I'm not sure. Here comes the pitch. He's going to stroke one to left field. He got a lot of it. Going to back up the left fielder, and he's not going to find it. Out of here, Jackson Kane, and weight room paying off. Jackson Kane, and he takes a trot. Jackson Kane does not sprint the bases on a home run ball. That's his second home run on the season. I wanted Rensselaer Central. He got one here in the top of the fifth. At Twin Lakes. Nice pull to within two runs. Solo shot by Jackson Kane. So next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 30. Sandberg, the DH. First time up, Sandberg got a base hit. Hit second base and first base to the outfield. Pitch comes in high and away, ball one. Gus Sandberg wears number 30. He's a sophomore. He's played in 13 ball games. Shows a pitch. Comes in, strike call, count goes 1-1. Sandberg, he's also 5'10", 215. Stout young man, batting 345. That right-handed batter's box. Here, check his swing. And no help needed. Home plate umpire calls it a strike. One ball, two strikes. Sandberg gonna check back in the batter's box. 74 on base. Here comes the pitch. He's gonna pop one up. Skyward. Playable maybe. First base area, foul territory. Catch is made. Tate Goyer. So Goyer makes the play. One out. Here in the top of the fifth inning. Batter gonna step in. Central Catholic. Going to be number 34, Keaton Brooks. Brooks, 6'2", 165. I think 260, 344 on base. Pitch comes in away, ball one. Keaton Brooks, he's got 11 hits, 9 are singles. He has 2 doubles. The second pitch from Brummett. He's going to foul this one out of play, left side. That's going to be caught. It is going to go out of play. Nope. To retrieve it. That net caught it. Saving a lot of baseballs. See, baseballs are not cheap. Here comes a wind in the pitch. 1-1, he'll take it the other way. Float up, enough air under it. Keaton Miller to make the catch. When Lakes, there are 2 out. 2 out here in the top of the fifth inning. The batter will step in. It's going to be Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton also has a home run on the season. It went out of the park at Riverton Park. That was the first pitch. He's going to take one to right field, right center. And he's going to move to his left. He's going to make the catch. Tristan Robertson in left center field makes the catch. The Knights pick up one run. It's a 3-1 ball game. Knights trail by 2. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. And after 4.5, Twin Lakes, 3. Central Catholic, 1. We'll also mention today's ball game, in part being brought to you by FritzInFeatures.com. Buy, they sell, they'll trade, and they'll help you finance your automobile. Quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. They have preferred mileage and one-owner automobiles. Have 2 Hamilton County, Indiana locations. Fishers, they have 599 East 116th Street. Phone number there is 317-422-2228. And that number is 317-422-2228. Noblesville, that's along State Road 32. Between Noblesville and Westfield. That number there is 317-773-2232. That's 317-773-2232. You can visit them online, or you can stop by on site. It's infishers.com. R-I-E-Z. Next guy to step in for Twin Lakes is going to be number 16, two-hitter, C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett, senior class member, is listed at 5'9", 185. Second base for Coach Jake Burton. First pitch from Brooks. Taking in there for a strike. Empty base and a lefty. No balls, one strike. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's a 3-1 ball game. Twin Lakes in front. He pitched and then a bit tall that time. Count goes 1-1. Set back on the rubber. From the windup, there comes a wind and a 1-1 pitch. Break in outside edge called strike. Count goes 1 ball, 2 strikes. walking from the stretch, so Clark has a windup in the pitch. The full swing, ground ball, first base. Rookie fields it. Tag first base unassisted. There's one out. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So next batter going to step in, the three-hitter, Carson Wagner. Carson Wagner, number six, 18 games, all 18, 73 plate appearances. Four bats, he's batting 315. The right-handed batter's box. First pitch from Brooks. So a curveball finishes low, ball one. Wagner has a 452 on-base percentage. Got a single his last time up, I should say. Here comes the wind and the 1-0 pitch. High and away, ball two. Carson Wagner, he plays shortstop. The Indians. He got 26 RBI on the season. Comes the pitch to 2-0. Hung on, he go ground ball foul. First base side. Trying to make the play with first base coach. Two balls, one strike. He's going to step back in. From the windup. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Ball third base, Gavin Boutel. He'll field it. He'll throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out as Lucas Gerke moves the body just a little bit, keeping that foot on the base. There are two out. He'll cross the diamond for the out. So, two outs in the inning. Batter will be the four hitter, number 11. Inner Coble, third baseman. At the end of batter's box, in all 18 games, 66 plate appearances, 56 at-bats. Threw a curveball in there for a strike. Goes 0-1 to Coble. Coble has a 321 321 batting average in that right-handed batter's box for 0-9 on base. Here comes the 0-1. And away, ball one. One ball, one strike. Coble has 18 hits, 12 are singles, 4 are doubles. He has no triples. He has 2 home runs. Here comes the pitch. Oh, for a ball. Now it goes 2-1. Tanner Coble is the four hitter. Tanner Coble has 22 RBI this season. Carson Wagner does lead the team with 26. Here's the pitch. Strike called inside half. Two balls, two strikes. Step back on the rubber. The wind and the 2-2 pitch. High and away, ball three. Keaton Brooks, Tanner Coble, or Kale. They off the pitch. The way, there are two out. I'm going to sift. Here comes the pitch. So take it to the left field. It's going to go foul. Ball to be a fair ball, evidently. No motion that it was inside, but I believe it's a fair ball. Picked up down the left field corner. Isaac Suppinger. And then that's going to be a two-base hit off the bat of Tanner Coble. It's a full count. So there are two out. Two out, one runner aboard. Go with a courtesy runner at second base for Coble. Making the adjustments. Playing umpire. Heard right there. So they're working from right there. Plate umpire. P position. Infield umpire. And going to step in. Step into bat right now. It's going to be Keaton Miller. Number seven. Fielder. Brett second base. Here comes a pitch from Brooks. High and away. Ball one. Timeout on the diamond. Jackson King going to jog out. Save a trip. Coach Bournet. Sure, Coach Bournet thankful for the IQ, baseball IQ of Jackson King. So working from the stretch. Ball's live. One ball, no strikes. Miller batting. At second base for Twin Lakes. Here comes the pitch. Banking pitch, strike call. Goes 1-1. Ball, one strike. Brooks steps back in the rubber, stretch. Perry looking at signals from Jackson Kane, now out of the set. Check second. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Filler. Inside half. Kind of jammed him up. That pitch was a bit inside, hard to get a bat on the ball. Would have got the handle at best. Ball, two strikes. 1-2 count out of the set. Here comes the 1-2. So a curveball finishes high and away. Goes even at 2-2. Pete Miller, right-handed batter's box. Played in all 18 games. Coach Burton from the stretch. Now the set, Keaton Brooks. Here comes the pitch. A ball. Effort to third base. Sprawled out. Couldn't get it. Ball goes into the left field. Isaac Seffinger throwing the plate. Going to score from second base. Going to be a single. Stretched into a double. A two-base hit, I should say. Ends up at second base. It's going to be an RBI and coming in to score. There was number 5, Trey Hayworth. Hayworth doing the pinch running for Coble at second base. So a base hit and an RBI off bat. Keaton Miller. Coming into bat once again. Tim Brummett, left-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Making pitch. And there for a strike. So Mason Brummett going to step back in. Keaton Miller at second base. One run in. Quinn Lake here in the fifth. There are two out. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch again in there for a strike. Lefty facing a lefty. Brooks and Mason Brummett. Shake off a signal there. To throw his pitch. Here comes the 0-2 from Keaton Brooks. Wanted to go once again with that back, with that curveball, I should say. Which is high for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. Check second out of stretch. Now the set. Check it again. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of the fifth inning. Twin Lakes High School. 4-1 contest. How is set? Here comes the pitch. Foul one. Go to the left side. Let's see if it can be a fair chance. Nope, it's going to be a foul ball caught in left field by Isaac Seppinger. Didn't have to travel a real long way to make that catch. Seppinger going to catch the baseball. Twin Lakes come up with one more here in the fifth inning. We'll mention at the end of 5, Twin Lakes 4, Central Catholic 1. Again, we'll mention a little bit about sectional coming up. We'll mention it's going to be 385 games total. Sectionals, state of Indiana. That's going to take a total of 25 days. Just 25 days. 185 games. It's going to include 386 teams. And they will begin the 57th annual. Hey, thank you very much. It's going to begin the 57th annual. That's going to be the state tournament baseball, IHSAA. Sectional games begin on Wednesday, the 22nd of May. And they will continue through Memorial Day. That's for a sectional, Monday, May 27th. With regionals happening on Saturday, June the 1st. Breakdown by class. There are 97 teams in Class 4A. Or 97 teams in Class 3A. Or 95 teams in Class 2A. There are 97 teams in Class 1A. Semi-states take two wins. Two wins to advance. See, on June the 8th. And if you win with the two games, you'll advance to Victory Field. That'll be on June the 14th, June the 15th. So let them Duke wind back in the box. One ball, no strikes. A step back in. Here comes a wind and a pitch from Brummett. You know, take one of center field. Going to back up the center fielder, Tristan Robertson, and he'll make the catch in front of the warning track. There's one out here in the top of the sixth. Next batter to step in for Central Catholic. It's going to be number 5, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, third baseman, tonight, right-handed batter's box. Here comes the wind in the pitch. Go for ball one. Gavin Boutel, senior class member, has played in all 21 games. He's batting 362. That first batter, right-handed batter's box. Just comes in, backdoor curveball, strike called. The count goes 0-2, Gavin Boutel. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Brummett, be a ground ball in the infield. He'll be fielded by the third baseman, Tanner Coble. Throw across the diamond, he'll get the put out. Tate Goyer are two out. They're in the top of the sixth. Next batter to step in for Central Catholic is going to be number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke plays first base. He's a junior class member. He's played in all 21 games. Batting 321. Pitch comes in. Inside head. Strike called. That's the end of the batter, Lucas Gerke. 519 on base percentage. Just a pitch. Curveball misses away. Ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. There are two out on the diamond. Here comes the pitch from Brummett. You're going to take one to the left center. That's going to float in there. It's going to have some air under it. It's going to be caught by the left fielder, Keaton Miller. And I saw retired the sixth inning. And as we'll mention, after 5.5, and Lakes, 4, Central Catholic, 1. And I will mention a little bit about this game. We are thankful. This game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Internet radio sports since 2008. BT support, education-based, high school varsity sports. Baseball in the spring, the at Central Catholic Knights baseball. Football in the fall, then Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Blue Devils boys basketball. Thank you for listening. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Camino and Company, downtown Nobleville, Indiana. Reach them on the web at Camino-and-company.com. Camino and Company is a mobile flower shop to you, local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, and the CNC founders. Mention the mascot. Camino and Company, 1984, S. El Camino. Belongs to Grandpa. It's my dad, D. E. Witham. And that's Carly, Brett's grandpa. Carly is the inventor, and she runs Camino and Company. He is courteous. You ought to give her a call. And we'll mention the goal of Camino and Company. Please each customer from their concept, their completion. Again, Camino-and-company.com. They are now booking 2024 brides to provide for your wedding. First pitch, bottom of the sixth, Pete Brooks, ball one. In the batter's box, once again, is seven hitter number 9, Clayton Burton. Clayton Burton has 2 infield hits. They're both bunts down the third baseline. He's going to full cut this one. It's going to go straight back out of play. Kemp goes 1-1. Brooks, baseball inserted. Flies. Here comes a 1-1 pitch to Burton. He's going to squirt a bunt again. Baseline. It's a shallow bunt. He's going to get a third attempt at a bunt down the third baseline. The base hit. That bunt there was closest to the line of the 3 of them, and not quite as far away from home plate, yet impossible for anybody to field it, throw out Burton when he probably runs a sub-4.540. Burton is at first base, stepping into bat. Tate Goyer, the step in. Stretch, now the set. Off new first base, back safely. Clayton Burton. He was squaring the bunt. Squaring the bunt was Tate Goyer. Said he's going to give that away. Gavin Boutel is in on the grass at third base. Alex Stadium, pickoff move again. Again, by the glove of Gerkey. Go back foul territory, and Clayton Burton did not hesitate at second base. Slide in to third base. The throw comes in. Holding the tag on it there is Gavin Boutel. Just in case, Burton was to lift a foot. So safe at third base. So we'll see if Clayton, if Coach Jake Burton wants to bunt here, this situation. It's been no pitch Goyer to this point in his at-bat. The three pickoff attempts, that last attempt, went wide right. So we get a good hand clap. Keaton Brooks, more than deserving. Keaton Brooks goes five complete. There are no outs here in the sixth. Bordney, go to the relief. And they're probably going to remove that their white wristband. Pitcher's rubber is Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, he has some velocity. Coach Bernay going from a lefty to a righty. Mikey Stapleton step in, get some warm-up tosses. The runner at third base, Twin Lakes, Clayton Burton. Clayton Burton at third base, nobody out. Under the sixth inning. 4-1 ball game. Twin Lakes front. We'll talk about Mikey Stapleton, the pitcher. He wears number 11. He's a sophomore. He's 5'11", 165, pitcher and an infielder. He's got 9 innings under his belt thus far this season. This is game appearance number 6. Not started a game. Faced 41 batters. He's thrown 153 pitches. The win-loss ratio, he's got 1 win, 1 loss. Got 1 save in 1 save opportunity. Allowed 5 hits, 2 runs. None of those runs were earned. He's walked 7 batters. He struck out 10. For those batters went down looking. Hit 2 batters along the way. So he has no earned runs out of the 2. His earned run average is 0. So he gets the final warm-up tosses right there. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. I hear at Twin Lakes, Monticello, Indiana. It's a ball field. And behind it is a football field to the right. It's a grandstand there. That's a nice place to work. I'm thankful for that opportunity. And just a second ago, went to the concession stand. I said, I'm sitting right here walking by me. Was Coach Kevin O'Shea. Kevin in the bat. Nobody out. Getting ready to bat. Here comes the first pitch from Stapleton. Outstretch. Breaking pitch. Faced perfectly. Hitter number 48, Tate Goyer. That's just one go by. No balls, one strike. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Becomes the pitch. Breaking pitch once again. No swing. No strike. No ball. Two strikes. Mikey Stapleton going to manicure that poor area of the jersey. Get some more front in there. Get him some more mobility. And the 0-2 pitch to Goyer. Low for ball one. Jackson Kane, a backhand stop. He is right. Ball, two strikes. Clayton Burton is at third base. Out of set. him the 1-2 pitch. And be hit by pitch. Peyton Burton. Peyton Burton probably they want that to be a hit by pitch because a run would have came in to score. And S.E. Jackson's got a beef. He's wondering if Goyer didn't kind of lean into that pitch with his right or his left forearm, a right-handed batter's box. I don't think we're going to get much help here. So then if the help comes from home plate. So they're going to give him a face right there, hit by pitch. And Goyer's going to jog off the diamond. At first base doing the running is number 4, Reese McKenzie. 7-145. He's a senior. So, number 4, Reese McKenzie. Senior. He's an infielder. He's a catcher. And he's a right-handed pitcher. So, runners are on the corners. Body out. Out of the sixth inning. Next batter to step in is going to be the 9 hitter. Or 2. Berdold. Berdold, designated hitter. Saw evidence of a quick bat in his first bat attempt out of set position. Attempt to pitch. Block, catch and tease. Short off the glove. Put in front of him. Saved the run. So 1 ball, no strikes. Working out a stretch. Mikey Stapleton looking at signals. Now out of set position. Comes the 1-0 pitch. A ball on the infield. Second base, they'll go 4-6-3. They'll get 2 outs. They'll give up the run. Peyton Burton comes in to score. Should mention now playing second base tonight is number 12, Schumer. That's Alex Schumer. Started that double play ball with the baseball. About normal depth, went over to Hudson Gutwein, and he flipped it back to first base to Gerke, and there are 2 out, but 1 run in. Clayton Burton with the run. Comes in low and away, ball 1. So, stepping in is number 8, Tristan Robertson, the fielder. Now a stretch, now the set. Nobody on. Just comes in, base hit. Between third base and shortstop, throw stand there, I should say a ground ball in there to field Isaac Seppinger. And so Twin Lakes now have another base runner aboard. With 2 outs stepping in for Twin Lakes, number 16, C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett, left-handed batter's box. Out of set, Mikey Stapleton, here's the pitch. Go for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes, no signals given. Third base coach Jake Burton. Out of set. Comes the pitch. Going away. Ball 2. Trying to steal second base successfully. Ball gets by at second base. Goes into center field. Picked up by Robbins. And by that time, running over to third base is number 4, Reese McKenzie. Runner at third base with 2 outs. Stepping in, C.J. Brummett once again. He has a 2-0 kill. Balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Mickey Stapleton. Long pier, now a set position. Comes to pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Mikey has the breaking pitch. Not a lot of break. Might be more of a slider. He doesn't have big-time break that a roundhouse would have. Here comes the pitch. Strike call, outside half. 2-2 kill. C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett yet to swing the bat in this attempt. 2 count, 2 outs. Out of the set, Mikey Stapleton, here's the pitch. Side of ball, count goes full. 3-2. 3-2, he'll step back in, left-handed batter, C.J. Brummett. Second baseman, a senior. Out of set, Stapleton, here's a 3-2. Swing and a miss, might have been a foul tip. Ends up in the glove of Jackson Kane. The Knights are out of the inning. Twin Lakes lead one on board. The Indians come up with one more run here in the bottom of the sixth. So after six complete, Twin Lakes five, Central Catholic one. We'll go to the top of the seventh here in a moment. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising. Arch format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Letters and window lettering. Sign Production. It's 1985. Dial them up by telephone or by text message. 217-946-2424. Again, their number is 317-946-2424. So the Knights get ready to step in. First batter here in the seventh inning is going to be number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins and Aguirre has re-entered. For the pinch runner, was Reese McKenzie. Ended up at third base, bottom of the sixth. So Bren Robbins is going to step in. Senior, 21 games, he's played in all of them. 17 batting average in that right-handed batting position. 526 on base. First pitch from Brummett. Swing and a miss. Ball may have got the umpire. Hope not. He's not going to show it. So catcher falls out, delivers the baseball. Ross Howard, the catcher, sit out. A handshake from three to umpire and the catcher. So working from the windup once again is Mason Brummett. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Robbins. They call that a strike. All three strikes, Robbins. He's going to have to unleash the bat here. Comes the pitch. A ball, third base. So there by Tanner Corbel. Across the diamond, gets the put out. They get the put out at first base with Tate Goyer. One out here. The top of the seventh inning. He's going to send to the plate. 20. Right hitter. Minnick. Dave Minnick, the right fielder. Played in all 21 games. He's a senior. Five plate appearances, 70 at-bats. About a 271 left-handed batter box. That is box 388 on base. He'll take one the other way. He's going to go base hit to left field. So he pushes the ball wherever it's pushed. Trying to pull a baseball that's on the outside edge is almost a losing proposition. So Cade Minnick goes with the pitch, takes it the other way. He got a base hit. Cade Minnick into that first base. The batter going to step in. Going to be the six-hitter. It's going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane has the only one run. But nice here in the ballgame. He homered left center. Here comes the pitch. He kept swinging a miss. No balls, one strike. Signals given. Coach Bordenay. 5-1 contest. Ice looking for a big inning. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Checks first base. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. One ball, one strike. And out. Aiden Minnick at first base for the Knights. Stepping back in. Number three, Jackson Kane. Here comes the pitch. Paul Balk. Balk is called by the infield umpire, I think simultaneously, it was called by the, it was called by both. I wasn't looking up then, I was looking at my notes, but I think it was a non-pause. Hunter can't read your move. That's why it's a balk. Here comes the pitch. Low and inside. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Jackson Kane batting for the Knights. Set back in. Minnick is at second base. Peering looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. High and tight. Going to get Jackson. Going to get him briefly. I mean, got him barely on the uniform. He knew it. Home plate umpire knew it. Action came and again, touch first base. He'll be there. The base running. Going to be a timeout on the diamond. Coach, the Twin Lakes guy, going to talk with his infield. Jackson Kane is at first base. Jackson Kane gets hit by pitch number 3 on the season. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 30, Wes Sandberg, for the Knights. Sandberg is the DH in the contest. Already has one hit in the ball game. So long conversation. I'm going to break it up now. Almost. A couple of extra words there. And Twin Lakes Indians defense takes their regular positions. So stepping in with one out. It's going to be Gus Sandberg. Gus Sandberg batting in the seventh spot for the Knights. Runners aboard at first and second. Out of set. Comes the first pitch to Sandberg. High and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. Top of the seventh inning, it's a 5-1 ball game. Twin Lakes in front. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. You know, foul one, right side, out of play. One ball, one strike. Sandberg. Shifts back in. Put in, out of stretch, looking at signals, checks third base, nobody there. Checks second base, here's the pitch. Now ball. First off, backhanded, going to make the play, he'll throw across the diamond. Couldn't get the put out because he's off the base. Was 48. Nate Goyer made a great effort. He did stop the baseball. The play at shortstop was tremendous in the hole. Laid out backhanded it, got back to his feet. Carson Wagner threw almost a strike to first base. Sandberg makes it there safely. Going to be an infield hit, I'm quite sure. Sandberg will walk back in the dugout and doing the running at first base. Going to be number 41, Isaac Suppinger. So walking off the diamond is Mason Brummett. Still with the relief pitcher for the seventh, Twin Lakes, Mason Brummett. Tell you what, Knights are going to have to deal with a Mason Brummett for 3 more years after this game. So they're working on the diamond, I think. It's getting loose right there. On the pitcher's rubber is Tanner Coble. Tanner Coble, number 11. And they're making some adjustments. I'm not getting them all recorded. That's probably the most difficult part of doing this is figuring out where the guys went back in and they're out now, other than the starting lineups. That's sometimes tough. We make the best of it. Hope it's okay with the listening audience. So Tanner Coble, pitcher's rubber, pitching. Has 33 innings of season. He's got an ERA of 1.27. Win-loss record of 4 wins, 0 losses. This is appearance number 6. He's allowed 26 hits, 9 runs. 6 of those runs were earned. Tanner Coble, stat is correct. I wrote this down last night. In 33 innings, he has not walked a batter. He has struck out 24. Faced 127 batters. He has thrown 419 pitches. That's what it said, Max Preps, that he has not walked a batter. Looked at it a couple, 3 times. Or actually put the zero. And then a target line horizontal and vertical through it. So they're going to take a decision. It's pitcher's rubber. Talk some things over. Now back behind the dish is going to be Ross Howard. Stepping into bat. He's playing second base. Fed off that double play ball from second. Stepping in is Alex Schumer. Schumer, number 12. He's a sophomore. In game number 11 on the season. The set position. Here comes the pitch from Coble. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. So, no balls, one strike. And now a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1. They call strike two. Check swing. Goes 0-2. Key pitch, first pitch. Fastball there. Now goes 0-2. But said, here comes the pitch. 0 for ball one. Nice to have runners on each base. One out. Top of the seventh inning. Out of the set for Coble. Here comes the 1-2. Al ball in the box there. Going to get Alex on the leg. Maybe the lower or maybe the foot. He's not going to complain. Shake that right foot a little bit. He'll step back in. One ball, two strikes. Flies out of set. Comes the pitch. Ball back up the middle. Being a base hit to center field. Picked up by Robinson. First run comes in to score. Second run comes in to score. Not sure the tag was applied. Might have been a shoulder applied. Not sure the ball ever, tag ever reached the body. There's going to be a conversation there. We're going to put two outs immediately on the scoreboard. Likely they're not going to get this change. The catcher can block the base, block home plate if he has the baseball. Contact had looked a little bit before. Ball was in the glove of Ross Howard. So they're talking this over, and I'm sure this is a talk. The base umpire is staying out there in C position. I don't know if he's going to add anything to this conversation. This conversation is a void conversation. I'm guessing it's going to be void conversation. But they're talking over, and the void conversations began in the inning this ball game. From two out, nicer catch down the plate. They get one run in prior to Jackson. How about that, Anthem? Jackson Bean is trying to get to the plate there. Cut off by the catcher, Ross Howard. Them did Ross Howard have the ball to give him the authority to block the baseline. Wow. So, nice to have runners at first and second base. Batter going to step in. Tonight. It's going to be nice batter, Mikey Stapleton. Okay, now it's set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Then looking at singles. Tanner Coble. The set is check second base. Here comes the pitch. He pitched. Finishes away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Two out of the set. Check second. Here's the pitch from Coble. Hung on and taken to center field. The backup, Tristan Robinson, he's going to make a catch. So that's going to complete today's ball game. 6.5 innings. That's going to finish the game. We'll mention the final scores. Finn Lakes Indians 5, Central Catholic Knights 2. So Twin Lakes going to finish the West Division. 7-1. Knights finish at 7-1. I understand that for the ball game, Knights, it's going to be a West Western Panthers hosting Penn Lakes on Friday night for the championship in the Hoosier Conference. So a lot of baseball still yet to be played. And so we'll mention Friday the 10th is a 6 o'clock start. Western Conference crossover game between Twin Lakes and Western. If my notes are right, Stephen Catholic will be at Hamilton Heights Friday. It's a clock start at the East Division site. If you want to listen, you can. BeInSports.com will be there. Again, we'll mention sectional coming up Thursday, the 23rd of May, a 7:30 start. Pinkston and Central Catholic. Be the first game Central Catholic and Covington will have in this sectional. That'll be the second game on the first night of play. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll also mention Western Sectional. That'll be Twin Lakes. They'll be the home team against Northwestern. That'll be on Thursday the 23rd, a 7 o'clock start. That'll happen at Northwestern High School. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention Wife, she's a sound check. She's a Bible study tonight. Listen to the whole game. We are always thankful, and we are thankful for audiosportsonline.net. And until Friday, 6 o'clock, please tune in about a quarter till at Hamilton Heights. I believe so. Wherever we're at, you can tune in. Hoosier Crossroads, Hoosier Crossover Game, Central Catholic Knights included. So until then, thank you for tuning in, no matter if you're home or away. If you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Fire burn. Team right now, going to talk to Coach Bourdain. Coach Bourdain, I think we had a nice day to play. A couple of good teams playing together.
Yeah, you know, I thought we were pretty evenly matched. We just didn't execute today as well as they did. Hats off to them. They deserve to win. They made the plays defensively. We had a couple of miscues that were very costly. Their pitcher was ahead in the count all day, and ours was behind in the count. You know, when you're behind in the count, you become more of a defensive hitter. And, you know, I thought he did a job of keeping us off balance most of the day.
Tonight you're going to play an East Division team. Who will it be? It'll
be Hamilton Heights. So we haven't played them in a few years, so we're excited for the opportunity to go over there and hopefully bounce back after not playing our best baseball tonight.
I feel like that, and they'll know where to go on their way.
Yeah. You know, they're a good ball club, so in for a tough test Friday night. But we'll see what we're made of. Hopefully we can rebound and I can get a W Friday night.
Brand new coach, it's Adam Hughes, who plays on offense for the Huskies football team.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him. I just know they have a good program, and I'm sure he'll have his guys ready to play.